I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 613, Different God, Different You. We become like what we worship. I don't just mean in buildings of worship, but I mean by what you do, how you live your life. You show who your true God really is. I think you would agree that it's sad when folks say they worship Jesus, but their lives look nothing like Jesus. What gives? Well, different God, different you. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. T2G, the two greatest. But we have to understand who and what that God is, or we might be serving a different one. Often you can tell what a Christian thinks about God by how they treat other people. If you view God as a cruel, frowning judge on the throne who wants to squash every bit of happiness from any breathing human being, well, you're going to be like him. You will be a glum finger pointer too. When radical Islamists see God as hating and wanting the death of all non-Muslims, well, if that's you, you become a terrorist, because you want to serve the God who's like that. But if you see God as Jesus, you'll want to be like him, speaking truth, yes, but loving your enemies too, and showing your goodwill toward all as you point them to a life of joy, peace, forgiveness, and yes, salvation. Maybe a story can help. Give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you that story, share a portion of God's word, pray with you, ask you a great question, and help us to serve the true God as we love others with him. James Michener, the famous author, wrote a book called The Source, and he tells the story of a man named Baal, who was a farmer living about 2200 BC. Baal worshiped two gods, one a god of death, and the other a goddess of fertility. One day, the temple priests tell Baal to bring his young son to the temple for sacrifice. That is, if he wants to have good crops. Baal obeys, and on the appointed day, he drags his wife and boy to the scene of the boy's execution by the fire god of death. After the sad sacrifice of Baal's son and several others, the priest announced that one of the fathers will spend the next week in the temple with a new temple prostitute. Baal's wife is stunned as she notices a desire written more intensely across his face than she's ever seen before, and she's overwhelmed to see him eagerly lunge forward as his name is called. When the ceremony was over, Baal's wife walks out of the temple with her head swimming, and she concludes with these words, "If he had different gods, he would have been a different man." Wow. Colossians 1:13 puts it like this: "He's delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love." Greg Laurie writes, "You see, everyone has a God. Everyone, including atheists, bow at some altar. We don't all worship the true God, but we all worship. Everyone has something they believe in, some passion that drives them, something that gives their life meaning and purpose. For some, their God is possessions or money. Others worship their bodies. They worship at a church of the perfect physique. Still others worship success or pleasure or relationships, but we all worship someone or something." Greg Laurie's right. In fact, the first commandment has to do with having no other God. Why? What's the big deal? Well, just this. We become like the God we serve. And we all serve a God. The psalmist drives it home with these words, "Those who make idols will be like them, and so will all who trust in them." This is a great reminder to us. I mean, if you worship a dead block of wood or stone, you become like what you worship, eventually dead and lifeless. If you worship the living God, you'll become like him, with all of his vibrancy, relationships, and character. Although we live in the 21st century, we can still see the widespread worship of false idols everywhere. People worshiping money, houses, power, position, and those things have no more life than the dead idols of the ancient world. They're going to pass away, but we become like what we worship. Here's the great question. If the way you live your life shows what God you worship, as people see your life, what God do they think you worship? Let's pray. Dear God, I pray that you would grant me less selfishness and more love, less insecurity and more kindness, less pride and more humility, less greed and more generosity, less entitlement and more work, less grudges and more forgiveness, less arrogance and more wisdom. Ultimately, Lord, help me to be like Jesus, the one true God, by the way I live my life. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 614, and in the meantime, we're going to see people throughout our day make decisions that they're going to damage their lives by those decisions, and maybe harm others around them. And sometimes when we see that, we want to scratch our heads and say, wow, a different God would have made him or her a different person. How about if you and I show them by our lives the difference that Jesus can make? How a different God makes a different you.